I've just come back from a couple of weeks in East Central Europe, countries that were communist satellites of the old Soviet Union until a quarter of a century ago. This was the first time I'd spent time there since the wall came down and the world changed, and I found all the cities I'd known before essentially unrecognizable, mainly because of their gleaming prosperity. Budapest was known as the happiest barrack in the communist camp when I was there in the late 80s, but life was fairly wretched by our standards. There was some private enterprise, which meant things like little shops selling bootleg cassette tapes. Infrastructure throughout the East Bloc was in an awful state, with concrete falling from gray, dirty buildings which hadn't been painted in decades. There were some private cars, little pathetic Trabis and Ladas with plastic bodies powered by what looked like lawnmower engines. Well, that world has vanished. Today, downtown streets in Budapest and Prague are clogged with late-model Audis, Skodas, and Mercedes, plus a fair number of Fords. Bratislava, the capital of Slovakia, is especially fascinating. Nobody went there back in the day. Its old town by the river, which dates to medieval times, had become a crumbling ruin. Today, it's not only bustling and crowded with tourists from a dozen countries, it's become a huge center of automotive production. Martin Sloboda, a 40-something native who's sort of a one-man tourist industry, told me accurately that Slovakia, a nation of 6 million people, has become the largest per capita manufacturer of cars in the world. There are at least 7 major manufacturers and suppliers in the region, and within 2 years, the luxury automaker Bentley plans to make a new SUV in Bratislava. And I couldn't help being struck by a powerful coincidence. Physically, the city of Bratislava is virtually identical to the city of Detroit. There's less than 1 square mile difference. But Bratislava is booming. Wages are indeed considerably lower than union auto jobs in America, though theirs are rising and ours have been stagnant or falling, especially since the introduction of a 2-tier pay system. But per capita incomes in Bratislava, as well as Budapest, are something like double those in Detroit. And here's something anyone from Michigan would notice immediately. In 10 days of driving hundreds of miles in Hungary, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and the former East Germany, I did not see a single pothole worthy of the name. Eastern Europe's dramatic rebirth is unquestionably due to private enterprise. But these are also societies that recognize that their economies need a thriving public sector. Tax revenues of all kinds make up less than 27% of America's gross domestic product. In Hungary, which has one of the region's most right-wing governments, that figure is almost 40%. While there's been an automotive boom, every city I've visited has efficient, affordable, and convenient mass transit. Metropolitan Detroit has none. Eastern Europe is not a perfect society by any means, but they're doing a lot that works. President Obama is sometimes accused of trying to bring European socialism to this country. Perhaps we should be sorry he didn't succeed.